The story that deserves the most careful attention this Monday is the trilateral defense agreement signed in Mecca between Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan. On the surface, it looks like three Muslim-majority nations formalizing security cooperation. But the context around it is where the real story lives. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman, Esmael Baghai, came out Monday morning saying Tehran sees no reason to be concerned that the pact is not directed at Iran. And that very statement, that very defensive posture, tells you exactly how much it rattled them.
The framing Tehran is pushing publicly is actually more sophisticated than simple denial. They're saying this pact is proof that regional nations no longer trust American security guarantees, that Washington's credibility as a security umbrella has degraded to the point where countries are building their own arrangements, which is a clever bit of diplomatic judo. Take something that looks like encirclement and recast it as evidence of American decline. The problem is that both things can be true simultaneously.
Exactly. And the Saudi-Turkey relationship specifically is one that has historically been cold to hostile. Recall that the Khashoggi assassination in 2018 nearly destroyed their diplomatic ties entirely. Turkey under Erdogan was among the loudest voices condemning Riyadh. So the fact that these two are now co-signing a defense document in the holiest city in Islam with Pakistan, a nuclear-armed state, that's a genuine reorientation of regional architecture.
Pakistan's inclusion is the piece that has the most strategic weight. Pakistan has nuclear weapons. It has a professional military with significant conventional capacity. And it has historically been pulled between Chinese patronage and American partnership. If this pact deepens, you're looking at a security arrangement that spans from the Bosphorus to the Indus, covering the Persian Gulf and Central Asian approaches. That's not a minor regional club. That's a potential counterweight to both Iranian influence and, implicitly, to whatever security structures the U.S. maintains in the region.
Meanwhile, Trump told reporters the U.S. is low-keying it with Iran, his words, which is a somewhat jarring phrase to use for a nuclear negotiation. Talks appear to be stalled. Stock futures dipped Sunday evening, specifically because Iran uncertainty is back on the table after the S&P's best week since April. And Netanyahu, for his part, has vowed Iran will not acquire nuclear weapons with or without a deal, language that keeps a military option explicitly on the table from Israel's side.
The Gaza reconstruction story connects to this regional realignment too, and I think it gets underreported in that context. Netanyahu quietly approved a UAE-backed pilot project to build housing in eastern Rafah, framed as creating communities free of Hamas rule. Experts watching this closely say the project is designed to fragment Gaza geographically to create new residential zones with different political loyalties, effectively redrawing the internal map while the international community is focused on ceasefire negotiations.
The UAE's involvement is the telling detail there. The Abraham Accords normalized UAE-Israel ties, and this reconstruction project essentially operationalizes that relationship in occupied territory. It gives the UAE a footprint in post-conflict Gaza. It gives Netanyahu a political win domestically, demonstrating Gaza governance is changing. And it puts Palestinian Authority allies in a difficult position because they can't simply oppose reconstruction without looking callous. It's a layered strategic move dressed up as humanitarian infrastructure.
The broader picture across this whole region right now is that the post-1945 American security architecture, the hub-and-spoke system where Washington is the guarantor of last resort, is being stress-tested in ways it hasn't been since the Cold War ended. Whether the Mecca Pact becomes a durable institution or fades like previous Gulf cooperation efforts is the question to watch over the next 18 months.